The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Hello and good morning. Hope you are well this morning.
Well, we had loads of texts to 51551 during yesterday's show to tell us tales of what has sent shivers down your spine over the years. Mind you, not all were of the supernatural variety. One wag wrote that the only ghost you have to be afraid of is the two-legged kind wearing a suit. Kit says,
when I was little, I woke up one night screaming that there was someone awful at the end of my bed, only to be told it was myself in the wardrobe mirror.
I was renovating a big old house on top of a mountain and staying alone in a tent on a dark, windy night. I saw movement through the tent material and reached out. A bony, old hand grabbed mine. It scared the bejesus out of me, but he was only welcoming me. Mind you, it took me a while to get back to sleep. Neil, County Clare.
Years ago, when the lights used to go out on the streets of towns at midnight, I was walking past the local graveyard and the next thing I heard, chains behind me. I ran until I could run no more, and when I turned around, I saw that it was just a dog with a lead on him. Anne O'Neill in County Waterford.
In bed one night, my late mum heard footsteps on the attic stairs. Who's there? She asked, but there was no answer. As the movement continued, she plucked up the courage to get out of the bed and gingerly tiptoed up the stairs. And guess what? The neighbour's goat was after coming in to eat the apple harvest upstairs. Margaret Hennessy.
But there are plenty of people that believe they've experienced the real deal. Teresa got more than she bargained for one night in a Dublin hotel.
I was asleep in bed in a hotel in Dublin with my mother and my sister, and I actually wasn't asleep because my sister was snoring so loudly at night that I found it very hard to sleep. So I was on my stomach and I was just lying there hoping that she'd stop, and I felt a tug on the duvet. So I turned over and obviously it was still dark, and I thought it was my mother who had got out of bed and was like wanting me. I could just see somebody wearing like a white nighty or long gown, and I sort of focused my eyes again, and there was something like moving up and down in front of my eyes, and it was as I focused, I could see this child, a girl, and she was holding what was like a clown puppet on strings attached to a stick, and she was jumping up and down in front of my face, and I was saying, God, am I imagining this, or what's happening? You know, it's crazy. And so I put out my hand, and as I put out my hand, disappeared completely. And this is my first time staying in this hotel in Dublin, and was totally in shock. Woke up my mother, told her what I'd seen. She started laughing, and I said, "No, I'm so serious. I just couldn't believe it. I've never had any experience, and would not have believed. And you know, obviously, would hear people saying stories and things on television, but I'd never believed any of it. But certainly now, I do believe there's something. Yeah, definitely. I know what I saw."
Beverly's husband had a bad experience at work.
He just came home and said, had this really horrible experience where he'd heard this baby just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, and he'd located it down to one specific room, looked in the room, nothing there, looked all around the grounds, nothing at all. Completely disturbed him, but came home. And when he went to work the next day, he was told that this story went that a baby had been thrown out of the upper floor window by a distraught mother and had kind of fell down to the courtyard to its death. If you knew him, he is not into kind of ghosts and ghouls and horror films. He just laughs and scoffs at all of them. But he himself would say that it's the only time he has ever felt so frightened, and never ever was he able to explain it. You know, it just remained a mystery.
And Mike from Limerick had a fright in his wife's childhood home when things went bump in the night.
We have this real crash of glass. Oh my God, says Susie, there's someone that must have fallen out the window or something above. So we ran up the stairs, and bearing in mind, as I said, at the top of the stairs, there was a kind of a chest of drawers there. But this chest of drawers was a games. It held all these different games from draughts, Ludo, and everything else. But however, on top of it, I observed on top of it was a Ouija board. Now, the corridors in this house aren't straight like a bungalow at all. They're like, they're in the form of a winding road down along, you know. An old, very old house, but it was newly done up, like newly refurbished. We searched everything. The lads were asleep. We searched everything. Even I went so far as opening the wardrobes to know what did the mirror fall inside the wardrobes. Nothing whatsoever out of the way. And everybody but anybody heard that crash. So much so that the morning after I went around all the back of the house, did even a shoot of a slate come off of it. Nothing. But everybody heard that crash that night there. And it just goes to show that it definitely possessed a poltergeist or a ghost. To this day, the people were with it. And by the same token, we weren't booze drunk or anything like that now. But it definitely happened. So that's the end of my story. But, you know, I never believed in ghosts. But as I said, this proved that it did happen. The crash of glass, I said, someone lands or after walking to sleep or something, after falling out the window. But that's the end of it now. That's my story for you, love. But it was, and it is true. That's the thing. It's not a fable at all. But other incidents had been recorded in this particular house. Oh my God, stop, shall we? Did nobody go up the stairs even? We actually cut short our stay there.
Keep your stories coming in on 51551 and john@rte.ie if you want to be in with a chance to win that great prize of two nights in Knockranny House in Westport in County Mayo.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.